commanding Berlin's defences, ordered his remaining forces to surrender. Behind the tough and disciplined troops of the Soviet Guards divisions, who had spearheaded the assault on Berlin, and who had fought their way foot by foot through the rubble towards the centre of the city, came the support troops and reserves, who were now to take their place. Their arrival heralded an orgy of rape, murder and pillage that has no parallel in the history of modern warfare. It was some time before the Russian city commandant of Berlin, Colonel General N.Z. Berezarin, was able to restore even a semblance of order. Yet in all the mayhem, Russian administration for the control of Berlin and control of German territory they had occupied during their advance worked with astonishing speed and efficiency. Even before the fighting ended, a German émigré communist named Walter Ulbricht, together with a group of loyal henchmen, had been flown to the city from Moscow. They now worked flat out to set up the communist machinery in every borough of Berlin, including the sectors that were to be occupied eventually by the Western Allies, and, using German labour, stripped the city of everything that was worth dismantling and shipping to the Soviet Union, again paying particular attention to the sectors that were to be turned over to the British and Americans.